This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Sorry about that. We're just turning all the mics on. So my name's Kurt, and we're a bit flustered in this starting pressing buttons. Sammy's my guest tonight, and Nate's my guest tonight, and Sammy's actually taken over the panel very kindly of her. So tonight we're going to be talking about Channel 31's new TV program called Transmission, and it's with an organisation called Bent TV. And Sammy and Nate are here to tell us all about it tonight. How are you, Nate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. And Sammy, you've settled in there?
I've just about settled in. I tell you what, it's really weird. I'm the guest, but I'm panelling.
That's right.
It's kind of weird. It's my first time doing this, so we'll see how I go.
Cool. So we've got lots to talk about tonight about Transmission. It starts on the 1st of September, which is next week. And there was a little taste of it on Channel 31 last night. Nate, I believe it was you and I.
Yeah, it was.
Embarrassment.
Hey, if anybody's actually watched last night's show, let's get them to send us a message, eh?
Definitely. Tell us what you thought. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Or you can phone us on 1300 Joy 949.
Or you can email
on air@joy.org.au.
That's awesome. Great work, team. So, yeah, we'd really like to know your thoughts, because I didn't actually get a chance to watch it, but it is on the website, bentv.org.au.
That's right, like that. Yeah, and that'll take you through to YouTube, and you can watch it there. And I've got to tell you, you two are just totally gorgeous. We put our models on the first show. There is another preview on as well that we had a couple of weeks ago. And that was another interview with Nate. So, and next Monday night is the big night. That's when we kick it off.
Yep, excellent. Can't wait. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And I'm Kurt, and I'm your host this evening. And I've got Sammy Cameron in the studio and Nate Reid from Bent TV. Sammy's also from Joy, but tonight she's from Bent TV. And she's my panellist. So, multi-talented Sammy. Transmission is a 13-week season.
Yeah. I guess that this started probably about 12 months ago, when the board of Bent TV decided that it would, after doing Queer Young Thing last year, that it would be a good idea to do a transgender show. And I kind of got involved in sort of about October, November. And we came, the general public are really uninformed about a lot of the concepts, and lots of people don't really separate sexuality and gender particularly well. And they don't understand that when someone transitions, they might go from straight to gay or gay to straight. We kind of wanted to get some of those messages across to the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Was some of the things we're thinking about to start off with?
Yeah. I suppose with awareness comes acceptance, and it's good just to, TV is a great way of promoting awareness.
Well, people can see us, and they can see that we are like...
That we're pretty, that we're gorgeous.
Well, you two are.
and full of ourselves, of course.
Yeah.
So we had some basic philosophies behind the show. We wanted to show that trans people are people. To start off with, that we're human beings, just like everybody else. And we also think that trans people are super cool for actually having the courage to come on to the show and stand up and be who they really are. I mean, I can't emphasize how much courage it actually takes to put yourself on TV. At Joy, it's a bit different. You're just on the radio and people probably won't recognize you, but when you're out in the streets and people... You know, we get tens of thousands of people each week watch C31, watch Bent TV on C31. We expect that we'll get some good ratings out of this.
Mm.
And previous presenters and guests have been sort of, noticed on the side. I said, hey, I saw you on Bent TV.
Yeah.
So it's pretty brave if you're trans and you're actually getting on the television and...
And being trans.
And that's saying that you're trans.
Mm.
So I think they're pretty cool. And I think the other thing that we really wanted to get across, another basic philosophy of the show, is that there's more to trans people than just their trans status. That we're actually wide, you know, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. We do all sorts of different kinds of things with our lives. Trans is just one sort of aspect about us.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. And so, Nate, how did you get involved?
I'm not really sure. no, I think so. I was through Queer Young Thing. I was on there a couple of times through my role, sort of on with Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. Mm-hmm. So I was one of the elders in the. For the youth, and if anyone's ever seen my face,
don't quite look like an elder.
No. So I was sort of involved in Queer Young Thing, and then sort of was speaking to Andy, who's the sort of he's our executive
he's boss producer. Man.
Yeah,
he's the boss.
He's boss man. Yeah. Yeah. And so just sort of chatted with him, and ended up involved.
Yeah, nice. Got dragged along.
Yeah, basically.
Ended up like, you guys are like the faces of transmission.
Yeah, I guess, and there was that, you know, desire to get someone that's female and someone that's male.
Yeah.
That was important that we had the two hosts that were kind of, you know,
relatable
different.
In different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
guess. But we're so similar.
Don't you think? We just have so much in common.
Exactly.
We're both gorgeous for a start.
Everybody listening to this radio show probably thinks we've just got massive heads and our big egos because we keep telling everyone how gorgeous we are.
Yeah, well, we're only, you know, being truthful. So
that's what it's all about. Now, so, Sammy, you were talking about sort of the reasons why transmission's important and the reasons for getting it out there to prove that trans people are just people. And also, I suppose there's that element of opening up discussions about issues that are common in the trans community.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of different things and topics that we decided to pick. When we were planning the show, we brought together, I think it was like six or so of the trans groups in Melbourne, and we had a steering committee formed out of that, and we did a bit of a brainstorm, and we came up with 150 topics that we just out of all these people in the room. It was such a large, massive number.
Yeah.
And that was only within like about a half an hour to an hour that we came up with that list of that, like, of 150 topics. Like, if we had a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
You know, that's just like being trans is so complex. Our brains are like working all the time to kind of figure it out and deal with it and all the things we need to think about. When you come out as, you know, if you're a cisgender person and you come out as gay or you come out as lesbian, well, that's kind of one thing. But when you come out as trans, it's just so much. There's just so much to do. It's so complex in comparison. I sometimes, you know, throw a number. It's like 100 times more difficult to deal with.
Just throw a statistic out there.
Yeah. but it is. It's really difficult. It's cognitively, our brain has to process so much to try to actually do all the things that we have to do and all the things we need to think about.
Mm.
So that list was far too big for us to go down. So luckily, Andy took a bit of leadership, as he's done through this whole show, and he cut it down to about 30 or so topics for us.
Yeah.
And that's the basis of the show. And he picked the ones that he felt were, you know, gave us a good broad set of things to talk about. And there were a couple of things that some of the groups that were involved it was very important for them that we included some particular items.
Yeah.
And so we included some of those as well.
Mm.
I think another thing this is a bit of a world first. We think this is a world first. Often when you see documentaries or you see interviews with trans people, they're cisgender people. I should just mention what cisgender is. If people don't know, cisgender is kind of the opposite of trans.
It's born male and happy to be male.
You're okay with the birth that you were assigned when you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's usually what you see. In this show, we have trans people. It's pretty much all you see in front of the camera. We've got two or three guests that are cisgender, that are medical specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, everybody you see is trans. So that's a really big thing for us to be. And behind the camera, on the other side, building the sets, pulling them down, organizing guests, looking after the door, doing camera work, working with the audio, all these other bits and pieces. We've got a whole bunch of different trans people involved in actually putting the show together. So we don't think anything's ever been done like this ever before in the whole world.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's really cool.
It's really cool. All right. Well, we will be back with more about Bent TV. And also, I liked that you pulled up all the camera and all the behind-the-scenes work because they were all trans people as well.
Many of them.
It was a great delight to be there with that room full of trans people.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We were talking about Bent TV transmission, all the filming of it behind the scenes.
Joy 94.
And yes, that's right. We are on Joy. And so I remember coming into film for transmission, coming into the Bent TV studios, and you, all your friendly faces were there, and kind of rocked up, you know. I think I rode my bicycle or something, and I sort of went, oh, where's is there hair and makeup, guys? And, you know, and basically I got a glass of water and then got rushed straight in, went into this, you know, professional studio with these amazing massive cameras, and there's all you know, trans ladies and awesome people standing behind them looking like they know exactly what's happening and what they're doing. And I thought everyone was actually professionals and that's what they did for their jobs. And yeah, basically they put me in front of the camera with Nate, I think, was the first one. And they just tell you to go, and it's literally reality TV. I remember kind of like before they said action, kind of going to Nate, what, you know, what are we talking about? What's happening? And Andy, the director, I guess you'd call him, just said, just go with it. Just chat to Nate. And that's it. And there's no editing. There's no scripts or anything. It's literally just what is coming out of your head at that time. And it's so real. And it's really natural, you know, which is what I found really interesting, why, you know, they chose to go about it that way.
I mean, it's very close to live TV, except obviously we've recorded it and it's getting played later. But the amount of effort it takes to edit video is really significant. So we don't have the time. Yeah. We don't have the resources sit down and script and have auto prompts and do all the work that's required to make it into a polished. So it's very much like Joy in that it's live.
Yeah.
You make a mistake, like, you know, you play the wrong track at the wrong point. That goes to air. You know, the...
Or you knock your cup of has no liquid in it over.
Oh, my God. Can't believe that happened. You know, I lost sleep over that. Cringing.
And we're also not allowed to have, you know, liquids in the studio at Bent, just like Joy. So
yes. So my cup was empty when I knocked away. If anyone's wondering what we're talking about, go to the Bent TV website and watch the first video with me and Nate in it. Now, talking about funding and everything, the City of Melbourne actually provided a grant which assisted while making the show.
Yeah, look, we're very, very appreciative of the City of Melbourne. We actually applied for two grants and for the same thing, and we actually won both of them. So we had to make a challenging decision at the board level to decide what to do. We couldn't take both of them. We just had to take one, and we thought that we would go for the City of Melbourne. And we're really, really overjoyed that they were prepared to give us some money to help. And the costs for Bent TV are primarily the studio. We have to rent the studio because there is one employee at C31 that comes in and keeps an eye on us and does some of the really techie, clever things for us. So we have to pay them money for the studio, and that's where most of our money goes. And we also did things like we brought a bit of food in, and we brought a couple of extra hard drives for some of our computers. But we are very low budget.
But it all looks good. I mean, the set's not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so the sets is a kitchen. And one of the reasons that we wanted to have the kitchen was to try to make it comfortable so that people are just having like a chat around the kitchen table. It's not like
with an empty cup of tea.
Yeah. It's sort of so people don't feel like they're under a microscope in like a professional studio kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think it looks cool. I think there's, I know there's a bit of who's going to grab the pictures. I think there's a couple of people put their hands up saying, oh, when you get rid of the set, we'd really like to have that particular picture or another particular picture.
Cool.
Because you know, families often get together around kitchens and talk and that sort of stuff. So it's a good metaphor.
Mm. Yeah, just chat around the kitchen table. Now, I wondered how Bent TV sources the trans people that they interview. Because when I was there, there were all sorts of people I'd never met who were trans people in trans community, and I sort of thought I knew most trans people in Melbourne because the community's, you know, it's kind of small, yeah. But I suppose it's getting bigger because it's, you know, people are becoming, are being happy to be out as trans, and I know that FTM Shed has just become an organisation. Congratulations,
yeah, well done,
boys
to them.
At the FTM Shed. Yeah, so it's groups are getting bigger.
There's more networking going on. I've really noticed this particular year that the different groups are talking to each other.
Yeah,
and doing some, having some sort of strategic discussions.
I think that with transmission is that was such a fundamental part, was that very early on we had all of the main groups sort of in Melbourne being involved. So in terms of finding people to, you know.
Interestingly, we managed to source people from other places. So we went to La Trobe University's Queer Day back in February or March, I think it was, and some of the people that are on the show we kind of met there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've met other people. Some of us have got contacts and we've put other people on who may not be members of trans groups. Mm-hmm. So we've got a bit of a – we've actually got a really wide selection that, you know, I think we're probably – all of the different trans groups in Melbourne will have, you know, at least one person on, and then we have other individuals who aren't. And I think that's a really great, very lucky for us that it turned out that way.
And also with that, we've got diversity on the actual gender spectrum as well. So we don't just have people who identify as trans, there's genderqueer, there's gender non-conforming, there's all sorts of other spectrum of people, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and when we were putting our press release together, that one of the first drafts used the word transgender quite a lot. And we decided we'd actually change our terminology to gender diverse. Because we felt that transgender tends to have a connotation of somewhat binary, mm-hmm. and when we look at the people who've been on the show, we're so far away from that. We've got people that are in all sorts of different places, and everybody's different. So I think that I'm kind of starting to like the term gender diverse.
Mm. It includes all.
Includes everybody.
Mm. So what sort of characters have been on the show? Have you got any outstanding moments?
Do you mean apart from you?
Thanks, Sammy.
I think for me, one of the ones, I think it's on Monday night, interviewing a guy who came out as trans whilst being a teacher at a high school.
Wow.
And so for me, that was kind of a really kind of cool thing, that of all the places to come out in a high school and being a teacher,
yeah.
Kind of seemed so daunting, and he was just such a really cool guy that was just like, he was just like, you know, that just sort of happened.
Yeah.
And the school was apparently pretty supportive of that as well. So
nice.
For me, that was sort of one of, I suppose, the highlights, apart from obviously chatting to you.
that was a very big highlight, yeah. So hang on. So this guy, how did he tell the kids that he was transitioning?
So people should tune in on Monday night to get the full story. But he basically sort of came out to the staff, and then was a year level coordinator, and sort of at the very first, gathering
day of
first,
the year.
Just said, you know, I'll be now Mr. such and such. And
yeah. Did you say it was primary school?
No, high school.
Oh, high school. Mm,
yeah.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll be definitely watching that.
I think one of the highlights for me was the hormones panel.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through about a third of the questions, and everybody had something completely different to say. And some of the surprises, I think, that people will find out about, like body odor and hair and smell, and taste that people are probably not aware of at all. And I reckon we could have recorded that for like, you know, an hour,
yeah.
And it just would have gone really full on. But I thought that was really fascinating because it just gave everybody has a different experience with hormones. And talking to my friends, I find that every single person I know has a different experience. So that was one of my favourite parts of the show.
Hormones are really fun to talk about because it's so exciting, all the changes, and there's such a big effect as well, changing your hormones. It just changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people have a lot of trouble with hormones, and, you know, I guess I went through smooth sailing, but I think they can be very, very challenging as well. And when you don't really know what's going to happen, and I don't think there's a lot of scientific research that's been done, nothing much that I've found that gives you a clear indication as to what's actually going to happen.
Mm.
There was another funny bit. We did what we call a taster, which one of the things we do in the middle of the show. So in the first part of the show is Nate's interviewing someone. The last part of the show is me doing the panel. And in the middle we have things called Vox Pops, where we have a microphone and we ask the same question to lots of people and then we edit it all together. And this is actually on YouTube. We did it as a taster a couple of weeks ago. And Sean's telling us about his name, and he said he went back to his parents to ask if they could give him some assistance in picking a new name. And they first came up with Sean, but then they had a bit of a rethink and they came back with Horatio. And the way that Sean explains this is, yeah, I can just imagine going up to the pub and saying, yeah, my name's Horatio, can I have a beer, please? Horatio.
It kind of suits you, Sean. I like it.
Yeah.
Could be a middle name and just have an H there and nobody knows what the H stands for.
Yeah.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. So, we're talking about Bent TV tonight, and it's a very flustered show, and I've got Sammy and Nate in the studio. Now, I just wanted to let you all know about the Girls on Film Festival. So, Girls on Film Festival partners with Transgender Victoria to present independent films return to the big screen in Melbourne as part of the Wild Mixtape Weekend of Film and Talk. T is for Teacher is the story of four transgender school teachers who transitioned from male to female whilst working in American high schools. Teacher was the debut feature of Melbourne director Rohan Spong, who has since found success with his documentary All the Way Through Evening 2012, which screened for 13 weeks in Melbourne, opened to acclaim in New York, and was recently presented at the US Library of Congress. Teacher will screen as part of the inaugural Girls on Film Festival. Full media release it can be found on our Facebook page. I will post that for you, and our Facebook page link can be found on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Now, Sammy and Nate, back to Bent TV. I was actually quite enjoying the stories that you had. Nate, you were talking about the school teacher transitioning. So obviously T is for Teacher is sort of that similar story, but happening in US schools. So it's really interesting, and I love that nowadays younger people are more open and more accepting. I don't know if you guys saw that video when Tony Abbott got slammed by the school kids and they were all sort of, they were almost ganging up on him.
Couldn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, and it was so cool to see. I'm pretty sure most young people are like that nowadays.
Yeah. I think one of the most interesting panels that I did was about coming out. And I guess I'd forgotten about this, but coming out is actually the hardest thing that we have to do. It really is the most difficult thing to actually decide to tell people that we're going to transition. All the different things we have to worry about, it's telling people. And everybody had the same feelings about their heart pumping away far too quickly and feeling really uncomfortable and nervous about having to do it. But I think what's different in these times is that I think everyone will still feel that way, but the responses that you get from people are dramatically different than they were, say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago or even longer, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So I think it's easier to come out now, but it's because the reaction that you're going to get is going to be a lot more positive. But it's still a scary thing to have to do for anybody.
Mm. Are there any interesting coming out stories that are going to be on transmission? Did anyone talk about coming out at all or how to tell people?
Yeah. I had an interview with Andrew who had a son and so spoke a little bit about sort of what that was like, sort of coming out with as a sort of a parent, and then his son was still in high school. So I suppose the thing that you don't think about is then the coming out of the children of your child. If you do have a child, then suddenly that their parents no longer what, you know, people recognize them as.
Yeah. Yeah. They're sort of saying, hang on, your dad looked different.
Yeah,
last time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there was another interesting thing that we talked about on the show was that when someone finds out that you're trans and they don't really know much about it, they think that it's their opportunity to ask you all sorts of questions that are really quite personal and private. And we had a bit of a funny one where we asked, I think we opened the panel up with, so have you had the op yet? You know, have you had the operation?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, which one? There were all sorts of funny answers that were given to that one. And there's like, you know, dozens and dozens of different sort of medical procedures that people might choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's kind of an interesting one.
Yeah, it's nice to have a witty answer to a stupid question like that, isn't it? I'd really like to know if any of you have witty answers to I suppose, intrusive, stupid, uneducated questions. Now, we have had a message from Hardy, and Hardy says, caught the clip of Nate and Kurt on Vent TV promo. Really great to see and hear two beautiful people speaking so eloquently. Looking forward to the full season of transmission. It's about time. Cheers, Hardy. Thanks, Hardy.
That's lovely. Thank you.
That's lovely, yeah.
So, is Hardy one of your friends?
No, actually.
No, but just,
got a fan.
Just backing up what I saw last night on the show as well. So I think you know, we have one of the people in a Vox Pop talks about having a trans woman talks about having a father who's also a trans woman.
Right. It's funny when it's a parent, isn't it? Because, you know, I suppose if it's, you know, a guy transitioning to a male transitioning to female, they don't really become the mother. They're still the father because they've already got a mother. Yeah.
I want to talk about this one just for a minute because yeah. I have children.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want them to call me by that name that they used to call me by. Mm-hmm. So I'm just Sammy and I'm a parent. And this is quite, I think it's actually quite similar to people who are gender diverse and don't want to be called he or she and they want to be called they. And I have a similar thing with my kids. I'm not their mum and I'm not their dad. I'm just their parent. And that's quite tricky when my kids are at school and they want to refer to me or there's a picture of my daughter and me on her telephone and one of her new friends comes along and says, oh, who's that? And, you know, my daughter says, oh, that's Sammy. And, of course, the next question is, well, who's Sammy? Sammy's my parent. Well, that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And when you're a teenager, you don't want to talk about any of these sorts of things with anyone. I mean, you know, when you're a teenager, your parents are weird enough as it is. But when you're me, you know, I'm like degrees of weirdness. other than the fact that I'm trans, I have all sorts of other degrees of weirdness. And, you know, you don't want kids to be teased about those sorts of things. So it's really difficult. And I know that some people I've used the word Maddie as like a combination of mum and dad. Mm. Other people are happy to continue to get called what they were before, and other people's children will change to the other pronoun,
yeah,
whatever it's called. But yeah, and I don't want, you know, any of those things. I just want to be Sammy. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's tricky.
Yeah. The other thing that sort of almost goes with that is being a child of someone. So it's getting your parents to switch from saying daughter to son. Did anyone say that was a struggle for anyone, or did you have many talks about people and their parents and the whole transgender issue?
I mean, I think maybe in your segment, Sammy, because I mean, in mine, I suppose a lot of the interviews that I'm doing with people is not about trans stuff, so it's cool. It's sort of about their lives outside of the trans sphere, which is kind of cool. Like, so speaking about you know, someone does, they like public speaking and doing sort of things mm-hmm. like that. So, I'm just trying to think. There's not.
So you're kind of showing that trans people are people and there's a lot more to us.
Yeah.
And we have normal lives, or normals are set on the dryer, but we have lives just like everyone else.
Yeah. And it's as diverse as anybody else, you know, interests and things like that, which I suppose is important. And that's, I suppose, what is unique about the show is that we are talking about, you know, the fact that someone's a poet, like not, you know, it doesn't matter what their gender identity is when they're a poet, like,
yeah, they're just a poet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so, Sammy, do you get into the more serious things?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of topics that we talked about. Would you like to quickly run through what
go
some
for
of them
it.
Are?
Yeah. So we can discuss each one if you like.
Yeah. So the idea was that we would have I'd have three guests and a few questions. A little bit. And I sat down with my panel before we actually got on air. Sometimes I had 2 minutes before we were on air to actually give a bit of a briefing. And I'm getting better as the show goes on, getting more practices to actually doing it a little bit better. So I reckon I'm not going to watch the first few shows, and I'll wait till I get back. I'll wait till someone looks at it and says, "Sammy, you're great. It's okay. There's nothing you're going to cringe about." So we talked about gender questioning. So that whole concept of, you know, questioning my gender. You know, I've been told on this, but I feel something different. What's, you know, in that whole questioning process that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about hormones, which was just a great, probably one of my favorite parts of the series. Relationships is, you know, if you're already in a relationship and then you decide to transition, versus how do you form new relationships when you're trans. Very challenging issues to actually deal with, not just for ourselves, but for our partners as well.
Mm.
And some lovely stories, some people who've actually managed to successfully transition and managing to hold on to their relationship.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And is there much to do with sexual health? Nate, do you do any doctor work? Any health questions?
There was a panel that we spoke about sex.
It was called Sex and Sexual Health, yeah. But like three quarters of it was about sex.
Exactly.
And why wasn't I invited?
I don't know.
Guys.
The worst part about that panel was about halfway through I realised that my mum would probably watch it. And then suddenly it was just like, I don't think I want to be talking about this anymore.
One of the really most interesting parts about that panel that I particularly remember, we were talking about fetish, because there's this kind of thing about, you know, people have a sexual fetish for trans people. And I've always looked at that as being a bad thing. You know, I don't want someone to get onto me because they have a sexual fetish in that sort of way. I'd like them to get onto me for other reasons. But in actual fact, that was turned around really nicely in the panel. And I think we all put our hands up and said, yes, please.
Yes, please. What, to be treated like an object?
Yeah, whatever. No, it's something to do with wanting sex.
Okay. Yes, please, to sex.
Exactly.
That's what all trans people write in when they're filling out forms next to sex. Just write, yes, please. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And I'm Kurt, and I've got Sammy and Nate in the studio, and we've been talking about Bent TV all night. And it's nearly the end of the show, so it goes so quickly. But there are a few more things that Sammy and Nate, you guys wanted to touch on, the steering committee.
Yeah, I guess I wanted to say thank you to all the other transgender groups in Melbourne that actually supported us. We talked earlier about how they formed a steering committee and helped us come up with all the different items. They also wrote letters of support for our grant applications, and they've participated and introduced us to people and promoted us. So I'll run through the list. So there's F2M Shed, which is basically the boys' club.
the manly club.
Yeah. You guys are involved in that.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
I'm sort of like an associate sort of member of some sort.
You're an ally. FTM Shed does like the allies, and everyone's welcome to come along.
And you have a meeting every month.
There is a meeting every month, yes. Yep. If you'd like to get in touch with them, ftmshed@gmail.com.
And Genderqueer Australia, that also have a monthly coffee catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahorse Victoria. I don't know whether they're definitely the oldest transgender group in Australia. Mm-hmm. Next year's their 40th birthday. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're the oldest in the world.
In the whole world.
Transgender Victoria is looks after the political and legal and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. There's Y-Gender, which is all the younger people, youth.
All the baby trans people.
They're the ones. The Zoibel Gender Centre. I don't know much about them. I know they're trying to set up a gender centre in memory of Zoibel. I've got Switchboard on my list who participated. And okay, come on, Nate.
Come on, Nate.
Well,
tell us about Switchboard.
Is, you know, our peer support telephone counselling organisation that supports all members of the queer community, so including the trans and gender diverse, and we operate from 6 till 10, sorry, on weeknights. You can go to switchboard.org.au, get the phone number, which I don't know off the top of my head.
Phone number 03 9663 2939. Or regional Victoria and Tasmania, 1-800-184-527.
Ah, oh, perfect.
That was a nice little segue.
Thanks.
So all of those groups helped us, participated in some shape or form, and we're very, very grateful for the support that they've given us.
And C31, which is Digital Channel 44.
It is.
Yeah, so it's... It used to be called Channel 31.
Well, it used analog. To broadcast on Analog 31,
mm-hmm.
and they sort of rebranded to C31, but they actually transmit on Digital Channel 44.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure of their broadcast range. I think they go to Geelong as well as Greater Melbourne.
Okay. So 10 p.m. Monday nights, but if you can't get Channel 44, it will be on the website really quite quickly.
Yeah, it's super duper quick.
Yeah.
We're trying to do it very quickly. We haven't been quite so good with our normal Bent TV series,
mm-hmm.
but with this one, our goal is to get things sort of like as soon as it's finished on C31, that it'll be available. To look. I actually don't have a terrestrial antenna on my television,
so I've
got to watch it online as well.
Yeah. Does anyone watch TV anymore?
I've got it. I've got TV. I still watch it.
and you know, just because we have been involved with the show doesn't mean to say that we've actually seen the shows. So, you know, we were on one side of the camera, not the other side. And so it's going to be just as much of a surprise as it is for everybody else. So
no idea
what's going to happen.
And so Bent TV, you can become a member or a volunteer?
Yeah. So please, we really do need members. Our memberships are really low. Whilst we're kind of similar to Joy in a way, mm-hmm. in what we do, we have so few resources and so few members. Mm. We've had a lot of extra volunteers that come and helped us on this show, which has been really, really great. It doesn't cost much money to be a member. Just go to our website, benttv.org.au, and you'll find everything you need to have there. So, and give us a little bit of support. And we'd really appreciate it, because every time we do a series like this, we have to go out and get some funding and get a grant. So, no one's quite sure what the next big thing for Bent TV is going to be. So last year was Queer Young Thing, and this year's been Transmission, and you know, it's just fabulous what we've been able to do.
Yeah, awesome. So while you're at it, while you're getting your memberships, you can get your Joy membership at joy.org.au. And Bent TV was benttv.org.au, and that's also where you can watch the episodes.
That's right. You can get them there. We have a YouTube channel or something like that. It's called.
You can subscribe to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Get updates.
I get an email. So every time we put anything on, anytime anything gets to YouTube, I get an email sent to me. So it's like, yeah, cool. I can go and watch it.
Excellent. So the YouTube channel, Nate, do you know what it's called?
Bent TV.
Bent TV.
Yeah, cool. That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. And so were there any other groups that you'd like to mention, Sammy? There's so many people working on this.
I guess I personally would like to thank Joy, actually, because I got to do the Taste of Radio course, and mm-hmm. I did daytime radio on Joy for about 18 months and learned how to panel here. Okay, you're not great. But also the media training and things about law and what you can and can't say and those kinds of things was really, really good training for me before I sort of bravely stuck my face in front of a camera. So, yeah, thanks, Joy, for giving me some training and helping me kind of do that.
And anyone can do Taste of Radio if you'd like to have a little look at it. Jump on the Joy website, joy.org.au. I did Taste of Radio and it was awesome fun. Now, Sammy, you were just saying that you've got to go home and dye your hair.
Oh, don't tell anyone that.
I just told you should just put your motorcycle helmet on and walk around so you don't get recognised and by all the screaming fans.
Did you see how I started? Can you see what the new colour's going to be? Can you see it?
Is that black I see?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's dark.
It's black.
Are you going emo, Sammy?
Maybe.
That'd actually look cool on you. You get a bit of dark eyeliner going. Smoky eyes.
No makeup for me, thank you.
Okay. So, Nate, are you guys still filming for Bent TV, or is all the filming finished?
There's one more shoot for Transmission, which I don't have any. I think I've done all my interviews, which is
nice.
I'm kind of happy about, to be honest. So there's one left, but it's nearly all done, really.
Yeah, I mean, the bits that we have to do anyway. Mm. I mean, there's a lot more hard work goes behind the scenes editing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a bit of a we're going to invite all the volunteers that have come along to just a little bit of a sort of a brief after party on that particular day.
Cool.
We're going to go out and went to an establishment and congratulate ourselves on finishing the filming. And Bent TV has its AGM, I think it's the 25th of November, weeknight, and we will have a big sort of have our AGM, have an SGM, and we'll have a big party as well to celebrate the end of the series. And I think it will be one more show after that will go live to air. So
nice. Can I just ask a question? I'm probably going to sound like an idiot. What's an AGM and an SGM?
They're really good questions. community organisations have to have an annual general meeting. So once a year, we bring all the members together, all those that want to turn up, and then people that want to nominate for the board. Can put their hands up usually a couple of weeks before.
Right.
And we have a voting process. And SGM is where we change the rules. So I'm the secretary of both Joy and Bent TV. So mm-hmm. I have these things to do for Joy as well as Bent TV. So they're a lot of work for me doing all the preparation. So on the 25th of November, we'll have a bit of a party to celebrate the kind of the final end of transmission. And, you know, there might be a couple of props that we've still got left. We might give prizes away to volunteers. So that'll be exciting.
Nice.
And we'll then know what impact this show has actually had on the world. Hopefully it'll have had a really good impact on people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some reviews. And I just want to say well done to everybody who was working on the project Transmission, and I'm looking forward to watching the episodes. 10 p.m. Monday nights on C31, which is digital channel 44. You can also visit the Bent TV website, benttv.org.au. If you would like to listen to Transpositions podcasts, you can jump on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Thank you very much, Sammy. Thank you very much, Nate, for coming on the show tonight. It's awesome. Thank you, Jerry, on the front desk. And we will speak to you next Tuesday on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.